This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us here on Radio Stitch for Hospitals.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
Someone once said, a man without prayer is a man without roots. So what is prayer? It's simply this, conversation with God. St. Paul recommended we pray without ceasing, but perhaps that's a little extreme for many people. But do we pray at all? Do we pray regularly? Do we simply collect our thoughts and simply reflect on them? Or do we pray just when we happen to be in great need? Let's open our programme with two songs by Stuart Townend. The first is a song called Liturgy of the Hours, a song which recommends praying at certain intervals through the day, and what it is we might think of requesting in those prayers.
With every morning I will kneel to pray, to be a blessing in this coming day. To wholly honor you. At noon, remind me through this day to give my full attention to the ones I'm with. Be mindful of those things around and those within, and fully enter in. Teach me the wisdom of remembering, and give me the wisdom to forget. Lead me, oh, teach me to live each day for you. Takes root within my soul. Help me to let them go. Teach me the wisdom of remembering, and give me the wisdom to forget.
A priest, a minister, and a guru sat discussing the best positions for prayer while a telephone repairman worked nearby. Kneeling is definitely the best way to pray, the priest said. No, said the minister. I get the best results when I'm standing with my hands outstretched to heaven. You're both wrong, said the guru. The most effective prayer position is lying down on the floor, prostrate. The repairman could contain himself no longer. Hey, fellas, he interrupted. The best praying I ever did was when I was hanging upside down from the telegraph pole. Most people, I would imagine, do pray when they're in great need, just like that man who was a telephone repairman. But there must be just as many people who have given up on prayer altogether, giving as their reason that God doesn't answer their prayers anyway, so why should they bother? This question is something that Jesus addresses in today's Bible reading, as he wants to encourage his followers not to give up in prayer. We'll listen to it after our second hymn. This is the second one by Stuart Townend, which is Oh for a Closer Walk with God.
Oh for a closer walk with God,
a common heavenly frame, a light to shine upon the road leading to the Lamb. Where is that blessedness I knew when first I saw the Lord? Where is that soul-refreshing view of Jesus and His Word? Oh, fire of God, come burn in me, renew a holy passion, till Christ my deepest longing be, my never-failing fountain, my never-failing fountain. What peaceful hours I once enjoyed, how sweet the memory still, but they have left an aching void the world can never fill. Oh, fire of God, come burn in me, renew a holy passion, till Christ my deepest longing be, my never-failing fountain, my never-failing fountain.
Our reading today is taken from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 18, verses 1 to 8. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, "In a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, 'Grant me justice against my adversary.' For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, 'Even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice, so that she won't eventually come and attack me.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones, who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice, and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?'" Lovely story there. We mustn't lose heart when prayers are not answered. The writer of Psalm 88 once asked God this question: "Are you listening, Lord?" Obviously, his faith had been severely challenged. He must have felt abandoned by God and alone. He says, "Why, Lord, do you reject me? Why do you hide your face from me?" Had he given up? Well, the answer is no, he hadn't, because a golden thread runs right through Psalm 88, because the poet is still actually talking to God. I once set this psalm to music. Here it is, called "Are You Listening, Lord? Are You There?"
Are you listening, Lord? Are you there? Are you listening, Lord? Are you there?
But I cry to You for help, O Lord. Yes, I'm crying out to You, O Lord. Day and night, night and day, all I do is pray.
Are you listening, Lord? Are you there?
My soul is full of trouble, and my life's a living hell, and I've got no strength, I am dying. The darkness is my friend, and all my hope is gone. I've no
listen, Lord.
Yes, I'm crying out to you, oh Lord. Day and night, night and day, all I do is pray.
Are you listening, Lord? Are you there?
The widow in this story, like so many underprivileged people of our world who have no power and no clout, had no one to protect her or speak on her behalf. Her pleas for justice and for her case to be heard are simply ignored because the judge is a hard, godless man. People in his position were supposed to exercise fairness and compassion, but he shows neither. Time and again he rejects her pleas and refuses to listen to her case. But she has a hidden strength, a secret weapon. Determination. She is not going to give up. She realizes if she's to get justice, she must persist and speak up for herself. So she keeps on pestering him and nagging him. She will have her justice. Eventually, she wears this judge down. She was doing his head in, so to speak, and he couldn't take any more. So he obviously gave in just to get rid of her. I'm going to sing a song about this parable to you from my album, Pearls of Great Price, and it's called The Parable of the Unjust Judge.
There once was a judge who had no fear of God, had no respect for people, and his sentences were hard. But a most persistent widow kept him firmly on his toes. She wanted justice, that's how the story goes. Please, Lord, do consider me. I'm begging on my knees. Day after day, she wouldn't go away. She harassed him and bothered him and dared to have her say. For she believed that her cause was worth the fight. So she kept on hounding him every noon and night. Please Lord, do consider me. I'm begging on my knees. At last this judge, who didn't want to budge, gave in at last and didn't hold a grudge. He silently longed for peace to come about and for her to go away so she wouldn't wear him out. Please Lord, do consider me. I'm begging on my knees. Please Lord, do consider me. I'm begging on my knees.
Now, we mustn't think for a second that this judge represents God, though. What Jesus is saying in this parable is that if this poor excuse for a judge eventually responds to the widow, how much more will a loving God listen and respond to the cries of his people? Don't give up is the lesson Jesus is trying to teach here about prayer. Moses describes the very nature of God in Exodus 34, saying, "He is the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands, and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin." Moses' words go straight on to say, "And yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished." In other words, there will also be eternal justice for the unrepentant. Jesus reassures the needy who do not find justice in this life that there will come an eternal justice in his kingdom. God will answer those who cry to him day and night. He was letting us know that God was not distant and aloof, not cut off, but close up and personal. I love this next reading from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 4, where it says, "The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Here singing "What a Friend We Have in Jesus" is Paul Bellocci.
What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Trouble anywhere. We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful, who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our bed. To the Lord in prayer. You, thy friends despise, forsake. Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there in his arms.
The young choir group Libera sing a song called Footprints in the Sand, all about God walking with us through our difficulties and heartaches. The lyrics were taken from this following poem by an unknown author, unknown in the sense that more than one person has actually laid claim to it. Here it is. "One night I dreamed a dream. As I was walking along the beach with my Lord, across the dark sky flashed scenes from my life. For each scene I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, one belonging to me and one to my Lord. After the last scene of my life flashed before me, I looked back at the footprints in the sand. I noticed that at many times along the path of my life, especially at the very lowest and saddest times, there was only one set of footprints. This really troubled me, so I asked the Lord about it. Lord, you said once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way. But I noticed that during the saddest and most troublesome times of my life, there was only one set of footprints. I don't understand why, when I needed you the most, you would leave me. He whispered, "My precious child, I love you and will never leave you. Never, ever, during your trials and testings, when you saw only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you." We may feel that God is ignoring our prayers and taking no notice, but it might be that, like that poem and song say, God is carrying us through our pain and struggles, hence the single set of footprints. I suppose it's worth mentioning also, though, that unanswered prayer just might be God's will for us. Unanswered prayer is the theme of our final song, written by Garth Brooks and sung here by Celtic Thunder. If you listen carefully to the words, you'll hear the reason why the author is thankful that God knew better all along. The season of Strictly Come Dancing is now upon us, and they always finish their programme with the words, "Keep dancing." So too, Jesus urges us to persist in prayer, just like that widow in the story. And so may I end today's programme with similar words, "Keep praying." It's time to say goodbye now, though. Speak up, Andrew.
Bye, everyone.
And bye from me, Sheila Hamill. Here is Unanswered Prayer, Celtic Thunder. Bye for now.
Just the other night, at a hometown football game, my wife and I ran into my old high school flame. And as I introduced them, the past came back to me, and I couldn't help but think of the way things used to be. She was the one that I wanted for all times. Each night I'd spend praying that God would make her mine. And if he'd only grant me this wish I wished back then, I'd never ask for anything again. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs. Just because he doesn't answer doesn't mean he don't care. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. She wasn't quite the angel that I remembered in my dreams, and I could tell the time had changed me. In her eyes too it seemed. Tried to talk about the old days, there wasn't much we could recall. I guess the Lord knows what he's doing after all. As she walked away and I looked at my wife, then and there I thanked the good Lord for the gifts in my life.